Saturday evening, Eastern Ishone took a significant hit from the floods. The roads network, some bridges, many private lanes, local roads, whatever, have had significant amounts of damage to the roads and debris torn up and spilled out onto regional roads. It was a Saturday evening, and even as we sleep, there might be people in their homes or businesses as they're opening today that there may be damage. So I think there's an onus on us to do an audit, learn from what happened 5 years ago, and we'd have to seek significant funding aid again to assist us and to put everything back into a proper way of working again.
And all this, particularly financial support from government, needs to be forthcoming in a timely manner, as people, as you say, have been damaged and they're immediately in the middle of this now.
Very much so. We've just had a weekend visit from government ministers, Minister Humphreys. It's local communities, and I'm on about from Tuir, Quigley's Point, Redcastle, Moville, Greencastle took the brunt of it. And yes, it's up to our officials now to do critical and necessitous audit, and then we must ask government for immediate help to restore the facilities to the way they were.